These young visitors are making their way across the grounds at the Moundville Archaeological Park south of Tuscaloosa. They're here to learn more about the Native American cultures from the area. Now, while the site is known to many in western Alabama, operators say it doesn't draw much of a crowd from out of state. A new plan is underway to change that, one page at a time.
Official word was that the cloth had been blown into the area by the tornadoes that tore through the community the spring of 2011. None of those that had seen the area were buying the official story.
Author Catherine Lang of Gunnersville is reading from her story, Digging Up Bones. It's a murder mystery set among the exhibits of the Moundville Archaeological Park. Patrick Miller says, and that's the point, he's the head of an initiative called the Southeast Literary Tourism Initiative, or SELTI, and Lang's story is just the opening act.
It's fiction written specifically to generate tourism, and that's what the first contest was here at Moundville about, challenging writers to do that.
Catherine Lang's story was the winning entry of the first literary tourism competition sponsored by SELTI, with the goal of promoting so-called literary tourism or tourism fiction as a way to bring people into these lesser-known locations. Lang and the other contestants were asked to write a story with Moundville as the setting. Lang says it was easy.
Digging Up Bones is about some archaeology students. They're excavating a site, and they discover bones where they're not supposed to be. And they're dressed in clothes that are not particularly time relevant. So they ended up uncovering a 20-year-old murder. And that's where that story takes off.
Lang has already worked her short story into her Big Spring novel series, which is based on locations in northern Alabama. Standing in the newly renovated museum at Moundville, park director Bill Bomar says he is a fan of this method of bringing new tourists into the park.
We think it's just a really unique way to put the Moundville name out there, to put the Moundville Park and culture out there to people who may not know about it, who may not have been here before, people who enjoy reading fiction. And with iPads and Kindles and Nooks and e-readers, people are more and more accessing these kinds of short stories.
Patrick Miller says there will soon be more to access than just the stories. Right now, travel guides are being put together on SELTI's website.
It's got photos of the place, as always, an excerpt from the novel, and then the tourism links and a little bit about the places. Really, I want to introduce these novels to people, and then they can go out and buy them if they want to or if they're interested, and then they can come back to the guide and use it.
SELTI isn't alone in this endeavor. They're getting some support from Montgomery.
So if y'all would please give a round of applause to Senator Clay Schofield.
Schofield is the chairman of the State Tourism and Marketing Committee, and he has shown his support for this type of promotion. While addressing a group of students at the Native American Festival, he admits he was baffled by the idea at first.
Now, when I first heard about literary tourism, the first thing that came across my mind was what is that? Well, think about when you read a book and you think about the setting that that book's in. You want to know more and more about that place that you're reading about.
Schofield is challenging authors in the state to take up this form of writing as a way to help bring people to Alabama.
Depending on our authors, if they will choose to write about places in Alabama, stories that will draw people in and garner their attention, I think that the impact could be significant. And it's one more avenue, one more venue that we could use to bring tourists to the state.
Now, people visiting a location from their favorite stories is nothing new. And Alabama has benefited from this in the past. Schofield uses a 1986 Winston Groom novel as an example.
Hello. My name's Forrest, Forrest Gump. Do you want a chocolate?
People ask about, you know, where Greenbow, Alabama is, and which doesn't exist, but Bayou LaBattery certainly exists. And we have tracked that after the novel came out, or after Forrest Gump came out, Bayou LaBattery actually experienced a boom in tourism.
While a story alone can draw people in, an added guide with links to the tourist attractions in the area could draw even more. And that is the hope of people like Senator Schofield and the members of SELTI, to help bring tourism to the often overlooked communities in Alabama that have so much to offer. These parties are also hoping this genre can take off and promote tourism in locations off the beaten path all over the country. If it does, people can look back and see that it got its start right here in Alabama. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Moundville.